Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, sir, another day to hustle and shine and living your purpose. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 88, currently it is 74, clear skies at the Grandview Triangle.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this AI Appreciation Day?
Oh, what kind of day is that?
We appreciate AI.
No, not necessarily. Stop using them flyers, man. We're going to have a good show this morning. Look, man, we got my man Coach Wilmore, Derek Wilmore Jr. His family owns Peachtree. They celebrating 30 years in Kansas City, and he talks a lot of Kansas City history. I cannot wait to have Professor Wilmore on the show this morning, D.
And, of course, the TMG goes down at show 23s. Kevin Gates reflect on his relationships and what they teach him, and Skilla Baby explains why rappers still go back to their block.
Interesting conversations, to say the least. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, on this Throwback Thursday, I'm going to take it back to my high school days.
I like this.
2001, 2002, when y'all was calling up on a hot 888, dedicating these songs to your boo. This is for you. Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Throwback Thursday on Hot 103 Jams.
Skin is so soft, turn the lights off. Tenders your lips, waiting for this moment for days. Touching your face, massaging your head, keep it right there.
Take it slow, cause I don't wanna miss a thing.
Yes, in time you will find it don't get much better than this. Oh, I just wanna kiss you. I just wanna hold you tight now. Pretty little face, slow dance for me. I just wanna hold you tight now.
Baby, I just gotta kiss you.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The special days are made possible by the ordinary days. When everything is special, nothing is special. Taking a vacation is a memorable occasion because of the day-to-day work done the rest of the year. A permanent vacation would not be a vacation at all. All the routine tasks might feel tedious and unfulfilling, yet in keeping up with them, you can set the stage for genuinely inspiring and fulfilling experiences. You cannot fully appreciate being on the mountaintop unless you spend a lot of time in the valleys below. Life's most extraordinary moments are always made possible by all the other moments. Whether you're bored to tears or thrilled to no end, you're adding valuable substance to your life. The ups make the downs tolerable, and the downs are key to making the ups so enjoyable. Appreciate where you are, where you're going, where you'll come back to, and where you'll then go next. It's all part of life, and that's a beautiful thing. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It is a high of 88. Currently, it is 74 in the River Market. During a recent interview, Kevin Gates reflected on the chapter of life he currently is in.
Mistakes make us great. It's all God's timing. Wherever you at in life, that's where you're supposed to be in that moment. My biggest lesson, I've been giving myself grace. No negative self-talk, you know. I've been on that, just being patient, being gentle with myself, you know, nurturing the inner child.
All right, look, it's Therapy Thursday on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Mm-hmm. He's hitting on something right there, D.
He lost me in the first half. Gained me in a, picked me back up in the second.
So, I am notoriously extremely hard on myself. Mm-hmm. I do that out of trying to be excellent and be the best.
Yeah, it's the perfection.
Nobody's going to hold me to my own standard except me. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do it. My mama ain't going to do it. The cousins out there ain't going to do it. It has to be me. But within that, there comes a deterioration factor within yourself over time. And you start to believe certain negative things and negative talk about yourself.
That's real.
That ain't necessarily true at all. It could be the furthest thing from the truth and you'll still believe it. So I've been taking that mantra to myself the past several months and trying to be more graceful, not only with myself, but with others. Mm-hmm. Because how you treat yourself, it is a direct reflection of how you treat others and how others perceive you. You don't be looked at as somebody who's all negative and old and grumpy and mad and mean all the time. You don't want that, fam. Yeah. So to everybody who's out there, you being extra hard on yourself, doing certain things, the things that you love, things that you might have been better at in the past, give yourself some grace and just keep it going. It gives you motivation to keep at it instead of stopping.
Mm-hmm. Now, switching subjects, you and
Sorry about that being long-winded.
Nuh-uh,
my bad, man.
Switching subjects over, Skilla Baby, he weighs in on why rappers still go back to their hood.
Imagine being 25 and you can't go to the block. I grew up on the block. How the f*** you gonna tell me I can't go to the block because I'm rich? This is where I'm comfortable. This is where it make me happy. So I gotta be not happy because I'm rich.
Gotta get past it, dog.
So he went into, but you know, I think it goes into you having context, because it's easy outside looking in to be like, oh, well, they got money now, or, you know, whatever, you know, but you have to understand a lot of these people that's getting this money are young.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you can't see your friends, you can't see your family, you can't do those things. Not everybody. Let's be
honest.
Price
you pay.
It's not everybody. And we're not talking about fame. We're talking about money. Mm-hmm. Getting to the money. You got to move a little bit differently. So right. I understand why something like that is difficult, and it's easier for us to look on the outside and be like, well, why he was out there anyways? I mean, that his family stay out there. Mm-hmm. You know, context matters.
Yeah. There's too many examples of rappers who done stayed in their hood and you know, the worst has happened, and them dying in their own city. So you got to get to a point, man, where you mature past all of that and see the bigger picture.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas Department of Health and Environment, fam, they are reporting 55 cases of, pray for me, y'all, cyclosis. Paracess, the stuff that's going around that's making you go to the restroom.
Cyclosporiasis.
Thank you, D. I appreciate you for that. That's a tough one right
it's
there.
It's very tough.
It's 55 cases, y'all, in Kansas. So according to health officials, 37 cases were domestically acquired and 17 were likely acquired during international travel. One case was underdetermined as to whether acquired domestically or internationally. Now, they said that domestically acquired cases, they have risen sharply in Kansas since late June, with 30 cases reported since the 24th of June. The outbreaks have been occurring across the U.S. this year, but Kansas is not connected to the outbreaks occurring in other states. That's according to health officials. They're saying that these outbreaks have occurred in the United States in recent years because of eating contaminated fresh produce, especially during the summer months.
Guess it ain't so fresh.
Right. So health officials said that this disease, you know, it's not known to spread from person to person, supposedly. But this is concerning, because I ain't trying to be up in the restroom all the time with this.
Wash all fruit and your veggies. That's why lettuce. I ain't never.
You're not
been
a big lettuce person.
I'm not a lettuce person at all. And this just confirmed it. This gave me validation on not eating lettuce. I am one of them people that I don't eat salads. I don't like lettuce. I just don't like it. It tastes, ugh. And now,
it
tastes like
lettuce.
See what I'm talking about, y'all?
It's crispy
water. Put the salad
water
down.
Oh, look at you. Look,
It's better.
Put the salad down.
It's healthier things to eat. Salads are not always healthy. That's a myth.
So you one of them ones who be putting a whole like fried egg and pork chops and stuff on your salad.
That's what I'm saying. That's how black people eat salads. That's how we eat salads and be like, oh, that's healthy. Girl, you didn't put like 10 different proteins, 50 different types of crouton, whatever in there. Like, you didn't really jazz it up. This ain't healthy no more.
Your 2,000 calorie salad. Look at that. Put the salads down according to D.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one west side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
D, Kansas City FedEx driver was caught on tape using racial slurs, and the video has since gone viral. So earlier this week, I think it happened yesterday, a FedEx driver was standing at the entrance of a black woman-owned firm in the West Plaza, expressing frustration that the office had not responded promptly. The Ring camera he activated captured his statement, which was this. What is this? What the F is this N-word's number? Is what he said. And so the owner took to social media. It spread like wildfire.
Of course.
And you know, I understand. And you know what? There's no room. I'm not even gonna be nice with this. It ain't no room for understanding. You need to be fired and you need to be dealt with, period. Point. I don't care how y'all feel about it. Mm-hmm. This was flagrant. This was mean-spirited. It was racial. It was racist. Yeah. Okay? So write your letters, send your tweets, send your Facebook posts. I don't care. It's racist and he need to get dealt with.
Mm-hmm. No, plain and simple. Simple and plain. Yeah. If they haven't dealt with him yet, he will probably be in that unemployment line probably very soon.
Plaster it, y'all. Put it everywhere because these people need to be weeded out.
And you see the camera there.
Right. Right there in your face.
Saying it under your breath like you can't pick up.
Yeah, like, you thought you could hide that racism, huh? Ring camera got that ass. and now, like, people need to pay for that, man. For real. So, bye.
Bye, Felicia. Bye. That's what it's giving.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, we love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially those that's tapping in on that app at Hot 103 Jams. You can download it on your smartphone right now. All the cousins as listening to us live on the stream and watching us live on the stream, live from the Brown and Kruber studio. Thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. And of course, all of our cousins that's riding around to get it. Whether you're on 435 circling around the city, whether you're on I-70 coming to the downtown loop, whether you're on 71 headed towards the Grandview Triangle, wherever you are, however you're doing it. Thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We don't take it for granted because we know you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shy, booyah,
roll call. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to all the cousins that have tapped in with us live on the stream. I see at least we got 10 people on just Facebook alone.
Thank you.
We got some cousins that are on YouTube with us, Twitch with us, and Twitter. So, you know, we appreciate you. Shout out to Toy Nicole said, cousins, good morning.
Good morning.
Henrietta, Bishop Big Love, Carver, SK, Coachella. Shout out to one of the pages called She Outside. Say good morning. Very true.
Amen.
So love when our cousins chime in on the conversation that we have. Big love to Anastasia. Hey, shout out to the Jackson family. Shout out to Stacey Davis. That I'm hustling and shining with my people this wonderful throwback Thursday.
Yes.
Nah, for real. And then Thirsty Thursdays. Thirsty Thankful Thursdays was sent over by Rich. Appreciate you. Big love. And then I want to give a big shout out to Rashad Alexander over at the Kansas City Star. Major shout out to him.
You a tastemaker, D.
You know, hey, man, shout out to him for even including me in that conversation. Big love to Royal Chief, who was also included, and shout out to Tez Carter, who was included in the recent piece where we talked about Kansas City nightlife and all the opportunities and all the creators and events that are happening around the town. Expand your horizons. If you're looking for something to do, even if it's not necessarily nightlife-wise, I'm telling you, cousins, Kansas City has a lot of things popping.
It's lit.
Literally, it's lit for real. So shout out to all the cousins, especially Rashad Alexander. We appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got the morning gossip. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Right.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Seven. I love this name, Fevin with an F. Like, okay, like Seven with an F.
Okay, I didn't know if you like was getting that. Your lisp on or what.
No.
I got you.
Happy birthday. She taps into Hustle and Shine every single morning.
Hey, cousin.
Don't switch, okay? Just keep it right here where you at, Fevin. We love you. Shout out to Sin Cigar Lounge with 57 The Truth, man. Had a good time there. Steven, the owner, invited me out. Man, I had a lovely time there. Had a couple cigars, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna check you out.
Just a little, I'm trying to act 40, 41, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, what 40-year-olds do.
Yeah, man, right there by the old Bob's in motion.
Mm-hmm. And shout out In Good Company on yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So me and D, we filmed Brian's World, the next episode, featuring Deanna Hustle. Great conversation. It could have went more hours long, but sure. It was about an hour and a half. Thank you, D. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for the invitation.
And In Good Company.
Yeah, shout out to the whole crew over there.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. High of 87. Currently it is 74. Fair skies at Raytown South. Tracy Ellis Ross tells Keke Palmer back in the day how Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson used to call her mom, Diana Ross, all the time.
My mom was on the phone. She said, does anyone want to talk to Michael before I hang up? And I said, yes. And I came and I said, Michael, everybody at school.
I'm scared as hell.
Because what did you say? That you're just same mama, but I know what you're saying. And I told them, because I know you. I said, you're saying, I've been saying by the sound of Michael's song. I've been saying by the sound of Michael's song. And he said, I'm not, but it should be.
I like that.
As a kid, you think certain things that you think is just so not true. Like, but why would you think that, Tracy?
It was another one, too. It was a derogatory one. Mama said, don't go over Michael's house.
Oh, I ain't never heard that one.
Funny. Yeah. Not true, but funny.
Yeah, of course. We know it's not true.
Yeah.
Now, another question that I do have is, what the hell is going on at SeaWorld? E-40 turned up, and I don't see no kids. I see numbered adults lit, cussing, and twerking.
SeaWorld lit.
What is going on?
The yay area.
They didn't have...
Oh, that was in San Diego, huh?
Yeah,
I don't think
so.
It was in, yeah, but I mean...
But that's what they've been... I mean, they had Trina.
Soulja Boy,
Bow
Wow.
I think over in Florida.
Look,
I thought SeaWorld was for the kids.
Until it ain't.
It ain't.
So SeaWorld, you know,
they
SeaWorld...
They turned it out.
SeaWorld was getting big when I was a kid. When I was like 7, 8 years old.
Did you ever go?
Free Willy. Yeah, I went one time in San Diego when I was summer 93. Okay. When I was 7. My grandma, we had a family reunion, Davis family reunion in San Diego. And I had a chance to go to SeaWorld. It was a little boring, though, from what I remember.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't nothing like this.
Right. Back then, they would have had, what, Coolio or something there? I don't know
who they got over this program.
It would have been Dre and Snoop.
They got like a mini Jay-Z handling these performances.
They got Deanna Hustle booking the talent. Look at that.
That's what it's giving. I don't know. Yeah. I'm surprised Nelly. If I was there, I'd sign Nelly up for sure.
Oh, here we go.
And we going down, baby. Yeah.
You ever play that? You don't book them?
We're doing the St. Louis Road. Yeah.
He's made this a thing for like 3 years now. I like the song now.
Of
repetition is everything.
Of course you do.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Go, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
Look, man, when I tell people to come to the town and they ask, what restaurant should we go to? What food should we get? Oh, boy. I always point them to this one. Peachtree, celebrating 30 years. We got Derek Wilmore Jr. in the building, up hustling and shining. Good morning, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Greetings and salutations.
You sound like Myron. Okay.
We're excited to have you in the building, and congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you for having me.
In the recent expansion in Texas, right?
Fort Worth, Texas. Opened up June 27th.
Wow.
I love that. So, was it your mother, your parents who started Peachtree, or was it?
It was my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Grandmother and grandfather, Lavelle and Vera Willis.
Can you share the vision of what Peachtree was about when it started back in 1996 when Deanna was born?
Literally.
Absolutely. To make it brief, my grandmother, she was always tied in with soul food, but what she did was conduct a marketing survey on Eastwood Trafficway, which back in the day was Quick Trip, today is Fast Stop.
Mm-hmm.
She was out there for a couple of hours just asking people what they wanted to see at that building that we purchased, which was a old Payless.
Mm-hmm.
And about 95% of the people said they wanted to see soul food in the neighborhood. And so that's how it happened. July 19th was Saturday in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ran out of food the next day on that Sunday.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It was cracking.
And I know you're a history buff. You know that the ambulance place up there, that used to be a Kmart.
Yeah.
Used to be a Kmart way back in the day.
Yeah.
But, through the years and being tapped into the community, we've seen so many restaurants come and go, so many soul food restaurants come and go, too, especially during the soul food tour.
Yeah.
What has been the key to success with Peachtree and staying in Kansas City open this long? Because, look, we know how our people are. They a little fickle sometimes. They a little temperamental. They can be extra critical, you know, and rightfully so. But how do you manage that? How do y'all stay open this long?
Well, first and foremost, my grandma say this probably every week. If you walk into both restaurants in our Kansas City locations, you see the words "God did it" on the board, and you know that's that faith that that pushed us through 30 years. But when I think about history in general and comparing it with Peachtree, I think of the Gates family who just celebrated 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
They got their family still involved. I think about Arthur Bryant's, who actually started with his brother Charlie. I think about their family. And really, man, according to the history, it's family. Like people who are, willing to continue that legacy. That's really what it's all about, you know, having people stepping in, taking that sacrifice, and continuing that original vision. That's really what it is, I feel like.
Yeah, family is definitely important there. Now, Derek, I told you when we came back, we were going to talk about main dishes and sides.
Yes.
And for someone that has never been to Peachtree, maybe it's somebody that just moved to the town and they hear about it, because that's the first restaurant I heard about when I first moved here. What would you say is the go-to main dish and the two sides that they should go to for sure, just to try it out?
For sure. Man, outside the fried chicken, I'm going to have to say the smothered chops. Man, they go crazy over them chops. That's why we got it Thursday through Sunday. Come out Thursday through Sunday for them chops, y'all. That side dish, I would say macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni off tops, of course, the yams. Man, and then that sweet potato cornbread.
Ooh, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
We've been having that sweet potato cornbread for almost 30 years. It was my auntie, Aunt Kathy, God bless her soul, who collabed with my grandmother to give us that sweet potato cornbread recipe.
Oh, it is so good.
So is there a Peachtree book, a family book that when it comes to the ingredients?
Come on.
It's in here. It's up here. Right.
Yeah, in the noggin.
It's in the DNA of the Wilmore family.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, so I would keep them family secrets myself too.
Oh, I don't know. Don't tell them. I was just wondering if I didn't think it was on the market. I'm just wondering, you know, because when you see businesses that have been around 30 years, they have to keep some type of consistency of quality for people to continue to support. So I always wonder when it comes to families, how those conversations work. We're like, baby, you got to put the powder, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do y'all ever taste test each other's dishes?
Oh, like, absolutely. I want to shout out my Uncle Roy Wilmore Jr. He is like the middleman between me and my grandmother, and he gave us 18th and Vine. He gave us Lee Summit, Power and Light District, 12th Street, as well as our recently opened Fort Worth location in Dallas, Texas.
Fam.
And he makes sure that when I'm in the kitchen, my stuff is to perfection.
Yes. Or
the Peachtree standard. So I want to shout out my uncle.
Fam, you just brought back some memories. The 18th and Vine Peachtree.
Man.
It was where Soiree was.
Okay, yeah.
Right
yeah.
there on the corner.
Yeah.
And that's where I remember Trey Songz. We did a meet and greet with Trey Songz up in there. It was like 2009 or something. Somebody tried to give him his CD. He did not touch it. Like, nah, because you get sued for stuff like that or whatever. But so many people had so many memories in Peachtree. Mm-hmm. I remember you mentioned the one on the Power and Light. Remember that? That was some shenanigans with that one.
Yeah.
I remember the one in Lee Summit. Yeah, I remember all those, man. But y'all still here 30 years later and still with two restaurants in the town. How tough is it maintaining those two restaurants and still having that standard of quality? Because some people will be like, nah, go to the cafeteria on 12th Street. The one on Eastwood is better. How y'all maintain that?
Man, it's a lot of work. And I know, like, we try to tailor our recipes to each demographic. So I know there's people who go to 12th Street because they like how they cook certain items their way. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain people who come to Eastwood because they like how we cook our items this way. And so it's just listening to the customers and their voices. Mm-hmm. We take that feedback and we implement it to where we continue to please them. And, you know, the Peace Tree is not just about, you know, serving food. It's about serving the community. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a piece in the Next Page newspaper, and I talked about how over the 30
years. Shout out to Eric
Wesson. Eric Wesson, that's my boy. How we fed over 25,000 people, an estimated 25,000 over these 30 years. And so just continuing to be that hand in the community allows us to continue these 30 years.
I might have represented 1,000 of those people, by the way.
Please. So. Now, before you go, you all are doing a special raffle because of the celebration of 30 years, correct?
Absolutely.
Explain to our cousins real quick how that's working.
All right. So if you come into either location and you purchase a Big Mama, just tell as you're purchasing that you would like to enter yourself into the 1996 raffle. For every Big Mama that you purchase will equal one entry into that raffle. So if you purchase 10 Big Mamas, you can get 10 raffle tickets. The winner of this raffle will receive $199.96. That is at both locations. So we're giving out two cash prizes of $199.96 on Sunday.
Gonna walk in there and Big Mama. Give me a Big Mama.
Is that Big Mama the one with the three meats?
At 3 and 3.
Yeah. Yes,
pause. That was crazy.
My bad.
Big Mama yawn.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to go in there and say.
Man, look, Derek Wilmore, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate y'all having me.
Always big love to you and the family. And we're going to celebrate another 30 years with Peace Tree here mm-hmm. in Kansas City. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
At UMKC.
87.
77.
No, I'm talking about that's all we going to get to today?
That's too damn high.
What?
Give me a cool
oh
80.
Oh, my God. Eight? No, it's the summertime. What are we talking about, man? D?
87 is cool, bro.
You continue
what,
to
disappoint. You want 100?
Yes.
Nobody wants that but you. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's all that matters. No, it's not.
Leo vibes.
Kansas City Public Schools and the KCPS Education Foundation are gearing up for KCPS Fest 26, Saturday, August 1st at East High. KCPS families are invited to the annual back-to-school drive-through event to receive free backpacks and school supplies and access to free health services. Go to Eventbrite, search KCPS Fest 26, and reserve your spot. Caring about our community, we are Hot 103 Jams.
I don't know if you saw this list, B. There is a list revealed by CNBC of America's 10 worst states to live in 2026.
I can see where this is going.
Now, this is based on quality of life factors such as healthcare, crime, worker protection, civil rights, air quality, and a few other.
Civil rights? No Missouri on there.
Well, Missouri is on the list.
I knew it.
But it's number 6, so it ain't number 1, but it ain't number 10 either. Missouri ranks at number 6. Our OKC cousins, they're number 4.
Are all of these SEC schools like Southern schools? Southern
that's
states.
That's a conversation. That's yeah. So I don't. I'm not 100% sure. Utah's on there.
Okay.
I didn't expect Utah to be on there. Mm.
I do. You know about the NBA players and what they go through there?
I have no idea. Yeah, you talking sports? So I you know.
Is Georgia on there?
Yes.
What's number 1?
Tennessee is number 1. Texas is 2.
SEC.
Indiana 3.
Five.
Louisiana.
SEC.
Georgia.
SEC.
Utah. What are, Utah's not in there.
No.
Missouri.
SEC.
Alabama.
SEC.
Oklahoma.
SEC.
Arkansas.
SEC. Southeastern Conference and college sports. That's what that means.
Okay. So. Yeah, tell our cousins out there because our cousins
the
like,
South.
Okay.
The right. South, man. You know, I don't know. I think the United States is going to split up into two countries one day. Seriously.
Yikes. Well, yeah, we got a D-minus rating. This is not an F, though. So.
The bar is where?
In hit.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time. It is a high of 87. Currently, it is 77. Partly cloudy skies down 18th and Vine.
Oh, boy.
Actor Taye Diggs. He's always been one of my favorite actors. I don't, like, it's just his vibe and his energy. He's just hilarious a little bit. Well, he speaks on how he knows that he is getting old.
Because I'm wearing things that make no
sense. Lately, I don't know, I'm in a scar phase. I don't know why, I just feel a little more dressed up. I feel more sophisticated, but with a scarf, I just feel a little bit like, ooh.
I feel like everybody's just wearing whatever the hell they want to wear these days, and I am all for it, dude.
A lot of people been doing that, but yeah.
I think it's an advancement of the past 5-6 years, like since the pandemic, I think. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, though. I like seeing people wearing...
Express themselves.
No, seriously. It's like you wearing some type of halter top vest with some sweatpants and some boots or something. And
you just allowing people to get crazy with it.
They are. That they doing it on their own. And I enjoy it, though, in a weird sense. I do.
Yeah. Shout out to Tay Diggs. I do think the older you get, the less you care.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you really just be like, whatever.
My ID with IDGFA.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, for sure. That meter gets crazier and crazier the older you get.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him.
That's
okay.
The morning, guys, about Hustle and Shine. In the morning, we are still celebrating Cancer season, regardless of what this Leo says.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Cancer season. Happy birthday to those honest, artistic, and problem-solving cancers.
Girl, back.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to mixed martial artist and WWE wrestler straight out of Kansas, Bobby Lashley. A happy birthday to Nigerian singer and songwriter, Wizkid. A major happy birthday to actress, singer, songwriter, and instrumentalist who portrayed Aaliyah in the Lifetime documentary. Happy birthday to Alexandra Schiff. And last but not least, a major happy birthday for Wichita, Kansas, NFL Hall of Famer, two-time NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Happy birthday to Barry Sanders.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Eric Herrera and Eric Ashby. Sending birthday love to Delora Jones and Harl Spencer. Plus everybody else born on July 16th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This your favorite cousin, Tanisha.
Hey. Hey, Tanisha. What you doing?
I just made it to work and pulled up.
Ooh, you early. Okay. You got a 9 o'clock shift?
Get early, buddy. Get them show. Do early,
okay,
buddy.
That's right.
All right. What flavor air fresh you got in that car?
Let me see what I just sprayed in here. It's a Brazilian mix.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Check you out. Like all right, cousin, our favorite cousin, we got something for you. We got 2 tickets to go see Cypress Hill, but we need you to finish these lyrics right here, right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Give me your head up.
Ooh, child,
things are getting bright.
Oh, give me your head up.
Well, damn.
I added in the wrong part.
Cousin, there you go. Yeah, you won. You getting those 2 tickets. Who won with you?
I guess I'll take my man with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take him with me.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hey, Hot 103 Jam, y'all. Don't forget about my cousin, Hustle and Shine.